residents initially. That's what we did in our decision. We modified that so that if somebody does have a residence in Taney County, then we'll allow them also that 75-25 on whatever their first property is they put in the rental program. But that's what we have been doing. I don't know how many of these that you have are just one person, or if they are, if you're representing a group that's an investor group that puts properties in there. But that's basically
all of them are husband, wife, and LLC.
Okay. If they are people, right, and if they are in separately owned individuals that put them in an, that's fine to put them in an LLC. That they should. We have, as I said, if it's common ownership, we do have groups. You know, we have a husband and wife here in the county that own probably 20 properties, close to 20 properties. So that's how we've been doing their properties, is they get to pick one to do that. But with respect to each one of yours, do you have any that are that have multiple properties? Do you have clients with multiple properties, or do you just have
one that I found?
I have one client that has multiple properties.
Okay, and the rest of them you think are those individual? Okay.
One, I have a big one that was completely residential at $950 or $5,000, went from commercial to $234,000.
Okay, so you've got a value on one of them at least.
Yeah, at least a lot of them went up over. All of them went up over 50%. Some of them went up 100%.
You're talking about assessed value,
correct,
or
not land appraised value? The appraised value went up 50%. One. On Tri Lakes, it was last year with the residential at $5,000 appraised value, and went this year to no, and that was a residential, and went to no residential up to $583,000.
And the assessor, of course, will get her turn to say.
Yeah, no, that's big.
Right, and I think that what you said when you said it was $5,000 before. They use $5,000 as a placeholder for vacant land. Generally, they'll put a value on the $5,000. And then when the structure is completed, as of January 1, it may have been in mid-construction, I don't know, something like that. But then when it's given occupancy, then they'll come out and give it the final value. I don't know which ones that may apply to, but I'm just kind of giving you a general overview. Yeah. All right, so why don't we do it this way? We've got, it looks like that King's Cathedral is somebody else. That's not yours.
That's the Music City Center.
Okay, that's a Music City Center.
It's a theater.
Yeah, okay. It looks like we're starting on yours with BOE 380. We have Tri-Lakes Vacation Home Rentals. What is that one?
That's the one I was just mentioning you that.
Okay, if you want, yeah, why don't you come on up here, because we are on the Internet, so go ahead and if you want to put that down there on that table, that's fine too. I don't care.
No, wherever you want.
Okay. Let's start with BOE 380. We have Tri-Lakes Vacation Home Rentals. Do these individuals own any more than one?
Not to my knowledge.
That's okay. You're an attorney too.
Don't give him a big head.
I'll try not to. No, sir, I do not. To my knowledge, they don't. So
we're both damn lawyers, so
I understand.
So now this is a different type of deal up here for me.
Sure.
So I'm having to. With respect to this, do you have this?
There's just one.
That's all we're finding.
Yeah, everything else is land. They got 16 parcels, but only one appears to be
okay. And on this one, was there an appeal of value or just classification?
Discrimination and classification only.
Discrimination and classification. All right. And is this this is at Chateau. Also, I'll give you some more information, too. We've had several of these. There was an original card, I believe, sent out on some of these where the value is higher.
On May 15th.
On May 15th. And then the developer came forward, gave her financial information on a square foot basis, and they adjusted all of these properties across the board down.
Okay.
Okay, so the value we have on this particular one is $410,292. Okay. If that value, is that value acceptable? Because, it's consistent with this, all the other properties.
Right. So the biggest problem is you go from 5,000 to the bigger amount. The value is probably correct.
Okay.
My clients didn't want to spend the money to hire an appraiser.
Understand. Right. All right. And if that value is correct, then pretty much would that leave us with classification
correct.
On this particular one?
On this one.
Okay. Given what I've just told you, do you think your clients would accept the 2575, or do you want to be heard anymore on that issue?
I think they would agree to the 7525.
Okay. All right. As to BOE 380, I would make a motion that we deny a change in value, that value being 410292, deny the discrimination claim, and modify the classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Seconded.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We're missing a board member here today, but we do have a quorum, so we got two of us. All right, on BOE 380, that one has been resolved. BOE 381 is Lake Spot LLC. Do they own one or multiple properties in Taney County?
Just one.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Council, do you have any information that they own any other properties?
That one, I don't, to my knowledge, they don't own any other properties.
Okay. Anything from the assessor?
No, just one.
Okay. The value on that one is 401472. Did you pretty much check? 401472 is the value on that one. That is also in Chateau. No, that's Chateau Mountain, but is there anything on value, or do you think that that's...
No, that value there, again, we're not really
okay.
Complaining about the value. It's classification, discrimination.
All right. I'll go ahead and make a ruling just obviously so they have it for appeal purposes if they want. I would make a motion on BOE 381 that we deny any change in value or discrimination, that value being 401472. And that we grant a mixed use of 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
It's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. Cove Rock LLC, BOE 382.
They have three. And it'll be number 382, number 384, and 387 on your BOE.
Correct.
Okay, 384 and 387. All right. Do you have any dispute that they own three different properties, Council?
No.
Okay. All right. We also have been allowing them, the people, to pick their most valuable property as that 75-25 split. So that would probably be 387.
And were there any adjustments made on the valuations on these?
On all of these. On all of them? Okay, let me give you those values to make sure you have them correct. Okay, on 382, we have a value of 429,912.
Which LLC is that on?
That would be on Cove Rock LLC.
Okay.
The value is 429,912. That's what they have here. And again, I think that's consistent across the board after she talked to the developer.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready for the next
one. Yes, sir, I'm ready for the next.
Okay. On 384, I believe, is the other one. We have a value of 651,877.
And is that Sunset Rock or is that the code?
Sunset Rock.
Sunset Rock. It's 651,877.
Okay.
And then on Timber Rock, the value that has been adjusted is 657,211. So that would be the most valuable property they have.
Mm-hmm.
As with a fair amount of people that own multiple properties, sometimes they do have an argument that they still want them
right.
adjusted. However, because we're giving 39 weeks worth, basically, of residential on at least one of the properties, we have been keeping the other two less expensive properties 100% commercial. To be consistent with what we've done before, I think that's what we're going to do, but I'll be happy to hear you on that issue.
No, that's fine, dude.
Okay. As to BOE 387, I would make a motion that we deny a change in value, that value being 657211, deny discrimination claim, and adjust the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Seconded.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. As to BOE 384 for Sunset Rock, I would make a motion that we deny a change in valuation, the value being 651877, deny discrimination, deny change in classification so that it is 100% commercial.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion, motion passes. As to BOE 382, I would make a motion that we deny a change in valuation, that value being 429912. Deny a discrimination claim and deny a change in classification so that it is 100% commercial to be consistent with our prior decisions in this in cases in which people own more than one nightly rental property.
Seconded.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Then we also have BOE 383 RGRM LLC. Is there any information that they own more than one property?
Not to my knowledge.
Just
okay.
One.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE 383.
And did that value change on that one at all? Or
oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I need to give that to you. That is also a Chateau Mountain, and I believe there was a downward adjustment. It is 369,435. Do you think your clients would like to argue anything more on value on that?
No, the values were not.
Okay. I would make a motion on 383 that we deny a change in value, that value being 369,435, deny discrimination claim, and allow a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, and then we have BOE 385 MJ Chateau LLC. Is this a person that owns one property?
Yes.
So to my knowledge, just one.
Just one.
Okay. I would make a motion
was
on
there, was there an adjustment on the value?
Yeah, you're I keep forgetting that.
I understand that. It's been a long day.
Yeah. It's also been adjusted to the same as the prior one that we just had, which is 369,435. Okay. It looks to be almost an identical unit.
Okay.
So, all right. As to BOE 385, I would make a motion to deny change of value, that value being 369,435, deny discrimination claim, and grant a mixed use of 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. We have, I think this is your last one. It's Silver Spot LLC, BOE 495.
Yes.
Okay. The adjusted value, or the value on that that we have listed is 523,412.
523,412. And I believe they only own one, to my knowledge.
That's all I found.
They got a lot of property here.
For Silver Spot?
On Silver Spot or on that
mailing address? I'm looking at Cliffside Bend. You're on something else probably.
That's the next one, yeah. That's a different person, yeah. Silver Spot LLC. Looks like there's a mailing address of 4359 East Somerset Court.
They just have one.
Okay. All right. And I gave you that value, correct?
Yes, 523,412.
All right. I would make a motion on BOE 495 to deny a change in value, that value being 523,412, deny discrimination claim, and classify the property as 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Council, do you have anything else?
That's it.
All right.
It remain easy.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't give you more billable time.
You have more stuff to do today?
We do, yeah.
We do.